Hey everyone, a new episode of 2 Minute Drill premieres tonight. It's on Bloomberg TV and is available streaming at any time on Amazon Prime Video. We're going to take a sneak peek of today's episode right now. 2 Minute Drill is the first pitch-only show. It's an hour long with wonderful vignettes and $50,000 in cash and prizes every episode. Make sure to set your DVRs and check the show notes to find the link to watch 2 Minute Drill on Amazon Prime Video.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Our first contestant is Lauren Checkey, the CEO and co-founder of Signables.
Signables is the baseball card reinvented. Signables is our patented flatball design that showcases authentic and digitally printed signatures. We started Signables because we saw that there was a niche in the market where people can get signed, like authentically signed or digitally printed sports memorabilia that wasn't being offered before. We actually launched last January in 2020, so it's been one hell of a year, but we are killing it right now. We've sold over $100,000 in our first year of business. We sold on Fanatics, Amazon, and Soccer.com, as well as Chelsea's famous Stamford Bridge and Emirates Arsenal Stadium. So money would mean a lot to me and my business partner, CUDA. Right now, if we won the 2 Minute Drill, the money would go directly to obtaining new licenses. And right now, we focus on soccer. And with the funds, we would put that towards the NFL, NBA, MLB.
All right, Lauren, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hi, I'm Lauren Checkey, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Signables. And Signables is the sports card reimagined. I come from a family that loves sports, and my dad is an average sports memorabilia collector. He has everything from signed images, jerseys, and a massive collection of signed baseballs. When I was little, I would go to events with him, and we would get celebrities to sign baseballs for us. And at the end of the day, I was always the one carrying around a heavy bag of signed baseballs. And I said one day, I was like, we need to figure out how to make this better. And that's when the Signable was created. The Signable is our patented flatball design that features authentic and digitally printed signatures. So you can display your fanhood in your home or office and show off your team pride. This is one of our officially licensed products where you can see the team logo on the top, the facsimile digitally printed signature in the middle, and the player's number on the bottom. On the back, you can see all the player's information. Next season, we're going to be adding QR codes to all of our signables. So all you have to do is swipe your phone over your signable and you'll be able to get daily updates, nightly scores, and player promotions directly to your phone. In our first year of business, we've made over $100,000 and we're sold on Amazon, Fanatics, Soccer.com, as well as Chelsea Stamford Bridge and Emirates Arsenal Stadium. We are predominantly in the soccer world, so we have licenses with the top teams in the Premier League, and we'd like to get into American sports. So if we win 2 Minute Drill today, those funds will go directly towards obtaining licenses with the MLB, the NFL, and the NBA, creating new products, and marketing those new signables. I hope that we win the 2 Minute Drill today so every home can have a signable and they can display their fanhood, display their team pride, and get a signable. Thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it.
So, Miss Checkey, check you out, Miss Checkey. You did great. Really, really great. I like your product. I like you. You pitched really, really well. Very proud of what you did. You have to leave here feeling fantastic. Any of these guys have any comments that are negative? Disregard them entirely. Okay? You did fantastic. Appreciate it.
I thought your pitch was great. It was strong from start to finish. My only recommendation or suggestion would be, you've got all this space behind your head that looks like a blank wall, and it'd be really cool if you had maybe some of like your products hanging from the wall behind you, or maybe your logo, or just something to maybe sell it a little bit more, just because you are right now on TV in front of millions of people. I really like your business model. I think it makes sense. I also like the fact that not only are you selling the units, but then you also have this other business model with the promos, you know, where you basically can do all sorts of advertising there. And I think that could be a huge revenue generator in the future. I just want to tell you congrats on doing 100K in sales.
Truly.
The first 100K is the hardest. So congrats to you on that. And I think your pitch is going to be tough to beat.
I want to ask a couple questions on the business first, and then I'll talk about the pitch. What is the cost of the unit?
So the cost of the unit is under $5 to create, and this is our signable when it's in the box. So you get the signable in the stand, and you get the player's box that has all of the player's images and information on the back. So most of our customers actually keep it in the box on their shelves.
And you said you're only got soccer now. So all of your sales, how much of your sales were in the U.S.? How much were outside of the U.S.?
So our licenses are only for North America. So all of them were here and online.
All right. I'm going to agree with these two guys. The pitch was amazing. The product's amazing. I think you've got something there. It's pretty cool. I liked it. I can't pick it apart. I just wanted to ask more questions about the business. Good job.
Not only do I think the pitch was really good, like anyone else, we can be a little bit ticky-tack with the marketing behind you. But I thought you used the product really well, and it speaks for itself, which I always say, if your product speaks for itself, then absolutely use it, and you did a nice job of that. One of the markets that I think you should look at, though, is the NFT side of things, because what they're looking for is some way to memorialize something digital, and I think easier than getting an MLB license from BAM or some of the other licenses that you're gonna go after. I think there's a huge market. You could almost be the lithograph of the original NFT. So, you know, and people make a fortune off of lithographs, except for yours is an enhanced lithograph because of the digital behavior and capabilities that it has.
We have been discussing going to NFTs where the code actually comes in the box. So you'd have to buy the product, and inside would be a little coupon code or like a little flyer that would have your specific NFT, and then you would go on and you would log on and you would have your own NFT with that player image.
Very rare that we have a really good pitch with actually a really good business behind it. I think a little bit of work on the numbers side, I was really impressed how cheap the cost of goods are, and I think you could have highlighted that a little bit more. Otherwise, fantastic job. Once again, really hard to beat. Look forward to learning more and seeing more of what you're doing since you live in my space. So great job.
Great idea. They're obviously on it. Great product. Kind of exciting because baseball cards kind of went away, and I hated that. I collected so many cards.
Haven't gone away, bro.
Well, they're not as big as they used to be.
They're huge right now.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, then I have missed the boat.
No, not yet. You haven't missed the boat. Go home, price those cards out.
Yeah, I've got some cool Barry Sanders rookies and things like that. So, you know, yeah.
I should have not told you. I should have asked for the
Hey, this is a cool product for under $5.
Yeah.